It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. How can you come every day?
Lord, your rhema. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful week as well. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come as we are. We confess all our sins and iniquities before you. Please have mercy upon us. Forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood of Jesus, cleanse us, spirits on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, this very morning, we hereby place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways, even as we set out on our daily endeavors. Father, please, lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for answering our prayer. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Daniel, chapter number 2. Daniel, chapter number 2. And I will be reading from verse number 13 through to verse number 19. Daniel, chapter number 2, verse 13 through to verse number 19. God bless you. As we follow the readings, I'm reading from the Authorized King James Version this morning. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellow to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known unto Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The last verse, verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. May the Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the application of His word in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is episode 9 on the topic Divine Information. Divine Information. The last two episodes I spoke concerning channels of divine information, and as well I also spoke concerning hindrances or limitation to divine information. The main one I dwelt on is sin of any type. Every other one is still, you know, is still all revolving around sin. Every other excuse, either ignorance or whatever, I just don't want to break it down more than that. But sin is the major hindrance that can limit man. You see, from the test we took on Sunday morning, which was taken from Isaiah 59. The Bible says, it is our sins that has caused separation between us, human beings, and our Maker. Our Maker is always in the business, is always eagering, you know, looking forward for any of His children that will come and ask for, you know, divine information. He wants us, you know, to have access to divine information. This morning, by God's special grace, I want to talk. This might be the last episode on this topic, though. So I want to talk on how to gain access to divine information. How do you gain access to divine information? Number one, the Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter number 3, verse 3, that can two work together except they are in agreement? The number one thing is for you to register in the family of God. You must be genuinely born again. Many of us are just churchgoers. I'm not talking about you going to church. I'm talking about you striking, you know, relationship. Yes, striking relationship with your Maker, having genuine relationship through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, whom He sent to this world to redeem the world through His own life, through His own blood, through His own, you know, sacrificial lifestyle He lived on earth, showing us the way of God, and through His sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary. This is what we give you access. This is number one thing. The first thing to do is for you and I to belong to God's own family. It's for we to know God and God to know us. Many of us that claim that we know God today, God doesn't know us. Oh, does that mean that God is ignorant of your existence? No. But God is ignorant of your spiritual existence. Spiritually, you are not in existence. Oh, yeah. You are not in existence spiritually. So unless you give your life to Christ through genuine repentance, that is number one point. Having said that, another thing that gives man access to divine information is you and I having reverential fear for God. Get it right. Reverential fear. You see, the kind of fear, you have some people in your life that you so honor to the point that you don't want to, you know, go, you don't want to be in their bad record. Referential fear, the kind of honor that you have for God, that you are afraid of getting, you know, sinning against Him. That is what I mean by reference here. The Bible says, fear. The Bible says in the Psalm 25 verse 14 that the secret of the Lord is with them that fears him. Do you fear God? That is the question. Many of us, children of God, I am talking of born again now, the believers, Christians, genuine one, not Christians in the name. Many of us, we claim we love God, but we don't tremble at his word. No, we don't tremble. There are some areas of our life that we know that, no, God must not poke nose in decision-making in this aspect of our lives. That is not good enough. Oh, not at all. That is not good enough. If you fear God, if you have this kind of reverential fear for God, that is, he takes it all. Whatever that, what whosoever you honor, you reverend, there is nothing they cannot take for, even when it's going against your will. It's going against your will. You will still give consent. You will still, you know, give out that thing. Why? Because you have that kind of honor for them, and you are ashamed of saying no to them. That is it. Number three that I want to talk about this morning. For you to have divine information, you must desire it. You must desire it. Whatever you don't desire, you don't go on pursuing them. You have to desire it. When you desire to have divine information, then God will give it to you. That is the truth. The Bible says the desire, your desire, let's see Psalm 37. Let's see what the Bible says there. In Psalm number 37. I think verse, is it verse? Hallelujah. Oh, let's just read from verse 4. The Bible says here, trust, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Can you see? Verse 4. Delight yourself in thy God. When you have reverential fear for God, and then you have the desire for the divine information, God will grant it. He will grant the desire of your heart. So you must, you know, desire to have access. You must desire to know the secret things. You to know the heart of God. Divine information is nothing but the heart of God for us, the mind of God for us. That is it. Is the mind of God for us. Another point this morning that I want to talk about is you must be hungry and thirst for it. You must be hungry and thirst for it. Do you know what that means? You may desire to, I have desire to eat such thing, but if you are not hungry, you may not be serious about that. Oh, that is the truth. Desire and being hungry or thirsty for something, they are not the same. You may desire that thing and not make move yet. That is the truth. But when you are hungry, you know how hungry man do things. If you whatever you want to get, you get it in a rush. If you want to cook that kind of food when you are hungry, you know how fast is it? It is. It's not the kind of food that you spend 2-3 hours preparing because you are hungry. Can you see? So when you are hungry for it, you will get it. No matter how, you will get it. And the Bible you know, didn't keep quiet about this. The Bible made it clear that the hunger and thirst, okay, let's read from the Matthew chapter number 5, I think verse 6 thereabout. Let's go there and see what it says before I round it up there. The Bible says, yeah, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Can you see? That is, I can easily say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after divine information, because they shall be filled. You'll be filled with information you needed when you hunger and thirst for it. So, hunger and have hunger and thirst for divine information. Oh, I won't be able to go beyond this four today. By God's grace, then I will round it up. By God's grace, I will mention at least four or five more tomorrow, God willing. Bow down your head. Are you a child of God indeed? Do you have the fear, reverential fear for God? Do you desire to be hearing God, to be hearing God every day? How much hunger and thirst do you have for it? Talk to God this morning. Father, help me. Here I am. So you know your own point. If you are not born again, your own is to give your life to Christ straight away. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me. You can contact me through the emails. The first one is johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O. The second one is johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, plus 233-274-9915. Yeah. Or plus 233-552-482-187. You can reach out through any of the two. They are both on WhatsApp and the Telegram. Exploit this very wonderful day in our ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.